Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, and today we are smoking some Sour OG by Broken Coast, baby. This guy right here. That's right. This is... let me see. It's a sativa. It's... THC is 22.1%, smokes a little bit higher than that. It's a really nice, sweet tasting sativa. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I like to liken it to that kind of shit you used to smoke in high school. And how sort of overwhelming it is, but how it tastes as well and what it's like and how good it is and all that fun stuff. So we're not smoking a bunch of different things. Today, we're only smoking that, Sour OG by Broken Coast. So that's what's in the bong. I've got a pre-roll right here of it as well. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. Because I have a bit of a rant. I mean, I hope you enjoy the rant. But since I work in a pot shop, I thought today I would talk to you all about the stupid shit that goes on and people say to you in a pot shop, at least in Canada. Because there's a lot of different ways... You know, one of the fun things about weed, really, is that you get to find new fun ways to explain whatever it is that person's looking for. So, for example, if somebody is looking to get, just have a good time and get, like, blown out and all that fun stuff, there's a bunch of different ways. Like, I'll ask people, do you want your head in a fishbowl kind of thing, where everybody around you is just going, hum, 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 and you can't really pay attention to anything? Do you want that? Or do you want like a mellow high? Do you want something where you're just going to like blaze out and everything is just, it's all chill, you know? Or do you want hyper? Like some sativas that I get where it feels like you had like 15 cups of coffee, that kind of shit. What are you looking for? Do you want to go to the moon? do you want to spend your Friday night comatose? What do you want to do? So it's really fun to be able to explain shit in different ways. And people can tell you something like, you know, somebody will come in and go like, oh, I want that skunky, gassy, peppery shit. And you know exactly what it is. Like, you're not talking about some weird stuff like, you know, with wine. You're like, I want a red wine with a blah, 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 blah. It tastes like this and berries and cherries and blah, blah, blah. You don't want that. You want, you know, or I mean, it's not that you don't want that. It's that that's not how people talk in a weed shop. But there's the other side of that, because that's the fun side. Then there's the bullshit side. The one where people don't fucking get it. For whatever reason, I believe that people have got to a point where they think that their own sense of, like, self-importance trumps whatever's going on around them. Because what some people fail to remember or acknowledge or recognize is that in Canada, there's regulations to this shit. There's only certain things that, there's certain ways that you have to go about getting your weed. And when I say certain ways, you could go to a weed shop, right? You could get your weed. You can go home. In a lot of cases, doctors now, and I am not a doctor, so I'm just gonna like preface this with, this is what I've heard. This is not necessarily a fact. But I've heard more and more people come in saying that their doctor has recommended, instead of going the medical cannabis route, just go to your local shop and pick something out. Now, we have created such a vibe in our shop that in town, people know to go to our shop. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So if you're wondering, you want the vibe of, you want a cannabis culture, a cannabis vibe that, you know, that upbeat awesomeness, you come to our shop. That's what I'm saying. I mean, not to mention, prices are awesome. So anyway, there's a little ad for the shop. I'm not saying who it is because I can't, but basically, yeah, that's the best part about it, is that you have a little bit of freedom to maintain the culture. You have freedom to talk about certain things in certain ways where in a business you would not be able to say such things sometimes, like a regular business. But yeah, then there's the whole other side where there's regulations. Like, you have to show ID. You have to be over 19. You cannot just give away cannabis as a retail place, okay? You can't do certain things in Canada that happen in the States. Which, don't get me wrong, on our side of this, we want that to happen. Because we would love to be able to have, like, little samples of things that we could give out to people and be like, here, try this. Go ahead, give it a shot, and come back, tell me what you think. You know, ideally, we would like to get to the point where you can come in, hang out, try the weed that you're going to buy before you buy it, and create a whole atmosphere, you know, like a little smoke shop thing and whatever. Now, that would be, in my opinion, the consensus of every stoner. Like, I want that to happen. So we're on your side. Like, as people that work at a shop, we're not the ones making these rules. What you have to remember as a patron of these shops is that they're just like any other business. There are rules to how we have to go about things. So a lot of times what we find now is that we have, okay, how do I explain this? So if you enter in Ontario, Canada, a pot shop, you have to be able to present ID no matter what age you are. Okay. Even if you're of legal age, you still have to bring your ID to the shop. Like, it has to be on you. Okay. It's the same with the liquor stores. If, for example, you're at the LCBO, because that's what the liquor store is in Ontario, Canada. Okay. If you're watching this from the States or wherever. So if you go to the liquor store to buy some liquor, you could take a chance because they're not IDing you at the door. But you could take a chance that you don't bring your ID and you go to check out, and the next thing you know, somebody's asking for ID and you can't produce it. Well, now you're out of luck, right? Even in the case if you are, you know, 40 and above, for example, because the governing body, or I mean not the governing, but basically the regulations police, the AGCO in Ontario, Canada, or in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, is the governing body, basically the guys that set the regulations, the rules, and they enforce them. They're the enforcers of the regulations. So they could come into a liquor store, a pot shop, whatever, a bar, wherever they want to go, wherever there is some kind of, you know, weed or liquor or tobacco, anything like that being sold, they could come in and have at your shop, however they want. They could come in, they can ask people for ID. If that person doesn't produce their ID, even if they're 80 fucking 5 years old, guess what? They could potentially fine the shop. That's right. So when people in our area get pissed off that we want to ask you to look at an ID, just to know that you have it on you, okay? It is because we know that you are not going to pay our fines, even though you want to skirt the rules. Then I've noticed that there's a lot of middle-aged men that have a severe problem with this. You drove to the shop, right? You have to have your ID when you're driving. So have your ID when you get there. We have two signs, and most shops do. They have at least a couple signs that basically say, hey, we need to see, we are going to check everyone for ID to make sure that we are not breaking any laws or anything. Okay? And all it is a quick, hey, here you go. I could tell if you're 50. I get it. I'm 40 fucking two. Okay? I go to the shop and I go as a customer. So I have my ID out. I show my coworkers, like, they know it's me, but I still show them the fucking ID. You know why? Because I don't want to be responsible for somebody that can't afford it, quite honestly, to get a fine of anywhere from $5,000 to $250,000. Does that seem fair to you? Does that seem fair that your self-importance is more valuable or more important, self-importance, more important, than a college kid trying to go to school and just have, you know, a part-time job? You're going to put that person in jeopardy of having to pay a massive fine, even though they've probably got, you know, whatever they've got paying on, like, school loans and debt and things like that? Like, come on, you want to be that guy? There's dudes that are honestly, like, that's why I like answering the age gate thing. There's a little gate that goes across the front of your shop. And I really enjoy being the person at that shop. Because I know what I look like. I know how I come across. I know how a lot of people see me. I think most people think I'm, like, early 30s. And I'm not trying to say that to, like, toot my own horn. I'm just saying that I have been told that I look a lot younger than I am. I'm 42, okay? So when these guys my age or younger or in their 30s throw up a fuss, you know, it's just fun going at them. So, like, here, okay. I'm known at my shop, I guess, as being, I guess I could call them my friend circle too, but I'm known as sort of being the dad of the group, right? So if you get out of line, I tend to call you out. I try not to be an asshole about it, but sometimes some people just don't give up, you know? Sometimes you need to just let shit slide and do things the way that you're supposed to do them. So because we were doing it a lot, but basically the guidelines changed for us. At one point, we could ID people all the way up until the transaction. So people could just come in as long as you made sure that no kids or minors or anybody came in the store. Somebody could come into the shop and then do their shopping, come to the counter. You could ID them then just to make sure that they're of age, right? Now, at some point about like 6 months ago or so, I think it was. Longer than that. A while ago, anyway. Our rule set changed to say that, no, we have to have an age gate at the front where somebody's at that age gate to answer, right? And everybody has to show their ID. If you don't have your ID, you can't come into the shop. So, okay, cool. So some of our regular customers, we explained it. They understood. They were decent about it. But then as we started gaining more customers, I started to see a lot more fucking jackasses, really. Like, what you're doing in this instance is being a complete fucking asshole. Because here's my first interaction with a negative Nancy, who was actually probably a negative Danny. I don't know. So this guy was probably in his 60s, and the gate's there. I come up to the gate and I do the same thing I always do. I fucking flip the gate. I go, "Hey, how's it going? Can I see your ID?" The guy goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I go, "No." And I'm smiling like this and like talking the same way. I'm like, "No, man, I have to make sure that you have your ID on you in the shop, because if one of these AGCO and investigators comes in and asks you for your ID and you don't have it, I get a fine. And quite honestly, I don't want to pay the fine. And I don't think that you're going to pay the fine if something happens. So, you know, like, let's be realistic about this. If you have a problem with it, you can petition the government. See if they change the law." Good luck. So this guy then looks at me and he basically goes, "Fuck you, dude. I'm 56 years old." I go, "Cool, man." He goes, "You young kids don't know shit." I go, "All right." He goes, "You just have to be over 19 to come in." And I said, "And, excuse me, and you have to prove that you're over 19. So prove it." Well, this dude did not like that. He basically tells me to fuck myself. I don't know, calls me a couple of the names and takes off. Okay. Now, this was in the beginning of when it sort of switched on how we ID people. So I totally understand a little bit of pushback, but to be called a fucking asshole because I asked you to see identification, which is the way that this is supposed to go. Same thing at the liquor store. Like, I want to see it. Okay, cool. Because anybody in the liquor store can ask you at any time too. As soon as you walk in the door, if they want, they could have somebody at the door being like, "ID, nope, go away." You know? So we're just more comfortable as a society with booze. So we basically, you know, it's like an okay. But because pot is so early on in its retailed life, you know, the government is still hesitant to completely loosen the strings on it, right? But that then causes people frustration because people went through COVID. And now everybody's brain is fucking broken, even mine, not everybody. But I can see how that, like, conspiracy-minded fuck you attitude comes out in people a lot quicker because they've been told to stay at home for, you know, a year or two on it. Like, it's baffling. And then all this talk about 15-minute cities and all this stuff, da, da, da. it was a breeding ground for conspiracy theories, right? So when something changes in the legal landscape of pot, potheads are immediately like, what the fuck, why? Why are you all of a sudden trying to limit me? I'm being limited everywhere. But really, are you? Are you being limited everywhere? I get that there's some things that are happening, but are we really limited? Think about it. Do you still enjoy a day-to-day life? Like, I go to work, I come home, I smoke weed, I get weed from the place that I work at, I take care of my kids, I pick them up from school, I take them everywhere they want to go, I could still vacation, I could do shit. Like, how hard done by are we? Really? And I'm not advocating anything, I'm just saying. Think about, put everything in perspective, okay? So for you to come into a pot shop all pissed off is like the complete wrong pot vibe, man. What you need to do is know that you're coming to a happy place for happiness. All you get sold is happiness, so be fucking happy. Don't be an asshole. The other day I was at the shop, so I've kicked, I think like the two, I remember two specific ones. I've kicked two people out for just being complete jackasses. So, and one of the things that people don't realize is like, they think, especially young kids, they think they know what they're fucking talking about. Trust me, you don't. You haven't worked in this. If you haven't worked in the environment, don't tell me what my environment is about. Don't tell me what the rules are. I fucking know. Okay? And I know better than you because I have to. But then you get the old dudes who are basically like, I don't have to fucking follow the rules of 56 and put in my time. Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. Everyone has to follow the rules. Let me see it, you know? So the two times that I can remember recently kicking people out, because now this has been like a while later, right? So it starts off with all that bullshit, but then it gets to a point where most people, as much as they find it stupid, because don't get me wrong, we as operators of the shop, we don't want to have to check IDs either. You know, it's not something that like we look forward to because we know what kind of interaction happens. But also on the other side of that, like, we have to do it, you know? I'm not paying a fine for not doing it. Because that's where it goes to. Because the AGCO can come in at any time and ask you to see your ID, right? And if you don't have it, then I get fined. I'm not taking that fine. I got three kids to support, and I really do enjoy the fact that weed is legal and I can buy it at, like, a fucking corner store. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're going to ruin it if you come in like that. But there's way too many dudes that wake up in the morning and I guess their idea is that like I need weed right now and nobody better get in my way because fuck this shit, you know? Like recently, and I don't kick people out, like I don't kick people out normally. I've kicked two people out recently, actually a couple and a dude, and it's all because like I won't take your shit. Like I said, you're coming in to get weed. Be happy, man. You know? And don't take any of your bullshit out on me. Because, like, I'm not here to do that. I'm here to sell you, you know, what you want. Get it to you as fast as possible. Give you the best deal, the best thing, the best product, whatever. Right? But there's too many dudes, man. Middle-aged dudes that come in thinking that they can just fucking skirt the rules and it doesn't apply to them because they are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. It doesn't matter. In fact, the guys, most people in their, like, 70s and up are more like, okay, cool, you know? Or they make, like, a joke out of it. They don't actually get pissed. The guys from 35 to 60, maybe 65, 35 to 65 have a real fucking issue with being asked to see a piece of identification, which you should already have on you because you drove there. You know, like if you drove there, you knew you had to have it. So what are we doing? Right? So I remember, I'll tell you a story of the first couple people or the people that I've kicked out recently for their really shitty attitude, because no one should ever be treated poorly. Like somebody's serving you, don't treat them like shit. That's not going to fly in the shop that I work at. So this one morning, and it was all because of this, you know, the age gate situation. This one morning, this guy comes in. He's 35 years old. He gets to the line. I go to let him in. I ask him for his ID. He goes, no, I don't have it on me. I left it in the car. I said, I can't let you in. Can you go get it and come back? And he's like, seriously, man, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, you have to have it in the shop. I mean, otherwise I can't let you in. So then this guy goes, gets it, comes back. shows me the ID, and then proceeds to berate me about the fact that he's in his 30s and he shouldn't have to show ID to get some weed, and how, you know, it's like our fault that, or we don't have to do it, but we don't have to do it because it's not like a law, but it's a regulation. Okay. And, you know, none of the other shops in town do it. And it's like, well, I don't know what the other shops do, man, but I know what we do. And this is what we do here. So then he goes, oh yeah, you're probably the owner, right? Because he's like, I never get ID'd coming here. I go, yeah, you do. All the time, by everyone. He goes, well, you must be the owner. And I go, I just wanted it over with. So I just go, yeah, sure. And he goes, yeah, I figured. He goes, are you the owner though, really? I go, no, I'm the assistant manager. He goes, oh yeah, I get it. I go, what the fuck does that mean? And he goes, well, yeah, you know, you got to be the hard ass about stuff, and, you know, you got to do that. So, like, that's your thing. But, like, you think you own the shop and you think you do this. I said, no, my job description says I have to do this. So this is what I do. And I like my job. I enjoy it, except for dealing with people like you. So I didn't say that to him at the time, but I did think it. Fuck. I really wanted to tell him that. But I go, yeah, so, you know, it's part of my job description. I have to ask for it. It's what we do. And then he continues to keep going. He goes, oh, do you have this product? I go, no, we don't have that. He goes, oh, well, great. What am I going to do now? I'm like, well, this is similar to that, right? So you could get that. He goes, okay, I want that in an ounce. I go, I only have it in a half ounce. I mean, I recognize where my side of it, I didn't mean to, but I recognize where my side kind of like set him off and didn't help the situation. You know what I'm saying? So he starts to get more and more mad, and I go, well, do you want that one? Because he's still just telling me how bullshit it is that I ID'd him and I'm an asshole for it and all this stuff. So I'm trying to put up with it. And finally he goes, yeah, well, fuck, I'll take that one then, I guess. I go, look, you got to stop talking to me like that. If you don't stop talking to me like that, then I'm not serving you. He goes, okay, okay. So he settles down for a second. I go, well, do you want that one? And then he turns and he goes, well, I guess I fucking have to have it, don't I? That's what you told me. I have to have that one. I go, oh, okay. I go, dude. And I walk to the back. And as I'm walking to the back, I'm reaching down for the product, okay? And this motherfucker says some shit about me wanting to be, like, I don't know, the king of the world or some garbage like that. And I go, all right, that's it. You can see me on the camera. I'm like, oh, fucking. I throw my hands up, shake my head, put my head down, mumble. I'm like, motherfucker. And then get to the counter. I go, all right, that's it. I'm not serving you. You gotta go. The guy goes, what? I go, yeah, I'm not serving you. I'm like, you can't talk to me like that, continue to berate me, and expect me to give you something. Like, you are not in the right frame of mind to have this. Like, this is not a good idea for you. Even though he probably did need it. But you also can't take somebody else's fucking bullshit. I'm off. Excuse me. Damn, I'm all for customer service. That was way too big a hit. As soon as I lit it, there was like a little pocket of weed that like exploded. Got a big fucking haul. But yeah, so like this guy's all pissed off, and I'm thinking, like, you can't talk to people like this and get what you want. Like, this is bullshit. No fucking way. I'm not dealing, this is not acceptable. So I go back out, I tell him to leave, and as I'm walking him out, he turns, he's like, yeah, you know, I want to, and I could tell he wanted to fucking hit me. Like, he wanted to hit me. There's 15 fucking cameras in this place. Like, go ahead. We have a button to the police. Like, I don't want you to hit me. Don't hit me. I don't want you to. But at the same time, think about it. If you do, you're done. Because, like, we have your information because you sign up. Like, it's so ridiculous. At least we had his because he signed up. So, anyway, as he's leaving, he turns around and he says something about calling head office or something like that. I go, go ahead, tell them that I ID'd you and that you were being completely rude, telling me like I'm an asshole, this and that, and then that I kicked you out and wouldn't serve you. He goes, oh, I'll tell somebody. I'm like, you could write a letter to the fucking government, ask them to change the regulation. I don't think it's going to fucking happen for you, though. Like, you could try, but it's not me, man. And I'm not paying fines for you, and I'm not putting up with your bullshit. I'm not putting up with your fucking attitude. That's not something I'm down for. I did not sign up to sell weed to people that want to, you know, fucking get all attitude-y and yell at people because that's the guideline of their job, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, chill the fuck out. So that guy I kicked out. But again, I don't really think he was in the... He wasn't being very nice. And he wasn't in the right frame of mind to have any kind of, like, substance or anything like that. Like, he needed to learn how to calm down. Like, he definitely smoked weed to take that anger a notch down. But yeah. So, that was that time. Then there was a time more recently, like, within the last little while, where a couple came in, and this is what happened, okay? Legitimately. Like, it's on tape. I told you, there's cameras. So, this couple enters the store. And when you walk in, you have to stop at the age gate, wait for a bud tender to come and ID you, right? So I'm in the middle. One of our workers is on a break. And I, in the moment, had a minute. So I sat down to write an explanation for one of these receipts that was improperly, a transaction that was improperly done. I had to write down stuff on the receipt to Oh my God, I just got high. Sorry. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. Thanks for joining me, Justin Peroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead. I hope you're liking this story or this talk. I don't know. I felt like it was an important thing to talk about. Anyway, so I was writing down this stuff. I was writing down an explanation on this receipt as to what happened during this transaction and why it was void. And this couple comes in. They get to the age gate, okay? And then at that point, as soon as they get to the age gate, they wait like 20 seconds, 30 seconds at the most, because I'm just finishing a sentence, right? And as I look up, they take the age gate off, they walk in, and they start using the kiosk. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get up, and as I'm walking to the front, I go, excuse me. And they stop, and I go, you can't just walk in. Like, if you walk in, and somebody else from the AGCO comes in, and I get a fine, I'm going to be real pissed at you. Because, like, we have three signs that say, wait here. It's like, if you're at a restaurant, okay, and you see the sign that says, wait for hostess to seat you, or wait to be seated, do you fucking go seat yourself? No. Okay? If you go to a bar and there is a line, a rope, a velvet rope in front of that door, okay? Do you move the line and just go, fuck it, I'm going in? No. You know why you don't do that? Because you're going to get your fucking ass handed to you. That's why. Not that you're going to get your ass handed to you in a pot shop. No, no. What's going to happen is you're going to cause some college kid to have to pay a massive fine because you decided you were more important than the fucking rules. Okay? Did I make that sound like I said that to them? Because I didn't. But that's how I think about the whole situation. Okay? So as I get around the corner, I go, hey, excuse me, you can't just come in. Right? I go, we have to let you in. There's a sign that says, like, wait for the bud tender. And they go, well, it would have been nice if you had met us at the door. I go, you waited 20 seconds. I was doing something in the back. Like, there's other things to do than, like, to be done around the shop. Like, it's a business, people. You still have to do paperwork and shit. So in the moments that I have time, I do the paperwork. And these people are all like, no, me, me, me. Like, you can't go buy that shit. Okay? You can't. It's like going to a museum and looking at the fucking museum. Again, I didn't say this to them, but I'm just as an example. It's like going to the museum and looking at art and then moving the fucking rope in front of the art and being like, oh, touch it. See what happens to you. Jail is what happens to you. Okay? Now, granted, it doesn't work like that in a pot shop. The people that get penalized are the people that you don't have the patience to wait for. 30 seconds, dude. You can't wait that long. To get, like, seriously on a fucking Wednesday afternoon? What do you have to do if you're doing some shit on a Wednesday? No, it was Sunday. It was Sunday morning at 11. Can't wait 30 seconds? What are you going to do that's so important on a Sunday? If you're late for church, that's your fault. You should have stopped after. Get your priorities straight. Okay? That's all I'm saying. But yeah, so those guys. Again, I didn't say all that to them. I basically just told them, look, there's a bud tender sign here. It tells you to wait. Why would you move the rope that's preventing you from entering? Like, you can't just walk into a pot shop. And they're like, well, all the other places do let us do this and blah. I'm like, I don't care what the other places do. I don't know what they do. This is what we do here because this is what we have to do and what we should be doing. Okay? So, you guys can, like, I didn't even say anything after that. I just said, that's what we do here. And then they go, well, there's other pot shops. We could just go to another pot shop. I'm like, yeah, maybe you should. And then I took the fucking line off and they walked out, yelled, oh yeah, way to start shit on a Sunday. I didn't start shit. You came in. You broke a rule at a business, okay? Thinking that you're more important than whatever's going on there. And if you're going to go buy weed, at least know what the fucking regulations are. You need to know that. You, as like, don't be stupid. Get weed. If you don't care, don't complain. Okay? If you do care, complain to the right people. The government. Write them a letter saying, hey, I don't want to be treated like a kid, blah, blah, blah. But you're still not, it's the same. It's just not, it's the same as going to get booze. It's just, the difference is it's a new industry. So they're watching it. Once it becomes more normal and more regular and more accepted and seen on a equal playing field, which is going to take some time, which is the same thing with booze, you know, after Prohibition, it wasn't like, pa-pow, pa-pow. Prohibition happened in the middle of being able to drink booze. Like, come on, man, you know? So what I'm saying is, that was a stupid way to put it, but I think you know what I mean. I thought about it for a second. But that's where weed's at right now. It's just been legalized. It's only, what, 4 years in, 5 years in? So relax, you know, shit's gonna change eventually. We just have to give it time and we have to show that we want it to go that way, you know? That's all I'm saying. It's just like, be conscious of all the aspects that go into purchasing a product like alcohol, tobacco, or booze. Like, just, I know, we agree. Like, it's not, I want to be treated with respect, but like, if you ask me for my ID, whatever, here you go, man. Like, it's not that big a deal. I have it on me. You know why? I have my wallet. Like, I have it to drive in case I get pulled over. Hopefully I don't. Right? And then I also have it to, like, buy booze in case somebody wants to see it. I have it to identify that I'm a person. Like, you don't, you know, one guy looked at me once and he's like, my face, and he circles his face with his hand, and I go, that's great, that's your face, I need an ID. He's like, dude, this isn't an ID, it's me. I go, great, still need a card. We don't have that. Well, I can't let you in then. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but faces aren't the only, like, we, you know? So, it kind of baffles me that people think that they're more important than, makes me think that those people that do stuff like that are more likely to, if there is like police involvement in anything, they're more likely to get have something bad happen by injecting themselves in a, you know, wannabe scholarly way. You know what I mean? Like, they're just trying to, this is an injustice, blah, 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 and then pow, because they came running out of nowhere, you know? Like, it's just, it's very self-righteous. Especially when someone tells me, oh yeah, well, there was no one here, so we just came in. That makes sense. There's cameras everywhere. We see you coming in, you know? Like, just trying to get my work done, people. But nope, some people gotta have that attitude. Real self-righteousness about it. That's all I'm saying. I don't like that there's this whole, you know, weird ass trend of, like, why does it matter? What is so important about not showing an ID? You can't tell because my, like, how self-important do you feel? Like, how self-important? That's a really, like, you know, I would take it as, I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. You think I'm young enough to show? No, I just need to know you have it. Oh, cool. Okay. You know? Yeah. I don't know why people do that. But I guess here's the other thing, though. Okay. So not even the other thing, but here's probably part of it, is that I know at one point I had this idea that weed couldn't be addictive. I think I'm changing that. I think that weed might be a little addictive for certain people. I think it might not always be a good idea for everybody to smoke weed. Because there's people, when we get in the morning, okay, and we're putting all the product out on display, and we've got that half an hour, it opens at 9, right? So we got that half an hour where we have to set stuff up. 9 o'clock on the fucking dot, dude. There's people banging on the door. Sometimes earlier. Depends on what their watch is set to. But yeah, they're banging on the fucking door. And they're always trying to... Well, it's like The Walking Dead. Like, 9 a.m. and you're putting stuff on the shelf. It's like 8:58 and then all of a sudden... Kablam, blam, blam, kablam. You know, there's like fucking just... people at the door ready to get their weed. Don't get me wrong. I love our customers. But like, 9 a.m., dude, really? You can't budget better so that you have, you know, more weed longer and you don't have to come every single day. There's a lot of people that buy pre-rolls daily that should just buy like a 7-pack. If you're only smoking one a day, you know, just buy 7 at a time and have it for the whole week. And then this is the answer that they give you. Well, if I have it, I've been there too. I've said this shit. If I have it, then I'll just smoke more. And it's true. I did that shit too. I'd be like, oh, if I buy an ounce, I'll still smoke it in the same amount of time as I've had this fucking half ounce or a quarter, whatever, you know, small amount. Like, I'll get through it because it's there so I could just keep rolling, right? So I get it. I've been there. But I hate it when people tell me that because it's really simple. If you buy 7 joints, self-control it to 7 days, dude. Smoke one in when, if you're coming in at 9 a.m. every morning, buy 7 joints. Smoke one at 9 a.m. Don't smoke the other ones until tomorrow at 9 a.m. Do that same process for 7 days, okay? Then you buy more at once. Boom, done. And you don't have to, like, scrounge for change all the time. I get it. I try to pay for like smokes and stuff or things, whatever, like smaller amount of things with like my change. And it's, it's just best to go to save up whatever you got, save it up for like a week, take a week break, save up. And then, you know, spend the money that you would have spent last week, this week on 7 joints at once, and then self-control it to 7 days. And you'll find that you'll be happy. You don't have to always come in. But then I thought, maybe it's like their morning, like, you know how older people go to the mall and walk around or have coffee, like, just early in the morning when no one's there to walk around, get some, like, steps in, you know? I wonder if that's, like, some of the customers that come in that early, like, is it just their morning routine, like, coffee, joint, walk, you know? Also, if it is, I aspire to that being mine, but I would still buy 7 joints for 7 different days. And I would willpower, or not willpower it. I'd self-control it to the end, you know? Because financially, it's a better move. Because the more times you visit, the more likely you are to sit and go, I want to get that too. You know? So yeah, sometimes it's a really good move to buy bigger, buy bulk, you know? But yeah, that's, it's one way to budget is to buy yourself. Okay, here, I'll tell you this. So one of the ways that I budget my weed consumption and my expense, I should really look into it again because I don't know what I'm at anymore. But what I do is, 1 month I buy I'll buy a half ounce that I like. Okay. And I won't go through the whole thing. I'll only use some of it. Okay. And then I'll have 1 half quarter, and then I'll have like, once the ounce gets down to a half ounce, I'll buy another half ounce of something. this is what I'll buy in 1 month, okay? But it will last me like 3 months. So an ounce, a half quarter, a half ounce, and then maybe one or two concentrates, okay? So let's say last ounce I bought was like 90 bucks. Half ounce I bought was like, I think 70 bucks. So what, 90, 70, 160. And then the half quarter was probably about 30 bucks. No, 40, 40 bucks. So what were we at? 60 plus, no, 70 plus 90, 160, and then 40. So 200, and then a couple of things. So about $300 for the month, because I buy some pre-rolls too, okay? But that $300 in 1 month for that stuff will end up lasting me one, two, three or four months. Yeah. That doesn't mean that I don't spend any, but then like the next month I will spend no money. The second month, again, maybe spend, you know, 10, 20 bucks on a pre-roll. That's it. So, and then I'll go back and forth until I deplete everything. And then I recycle and buy it, do it again and buy a new one. So I'm really only picking up bulk weed. And it's not in one shot. Like I have to go back and buy it over time, like over the course of a month. So I buy it, what, once a month, three times a year? No. Yeah, it probably works out to that. Three times a year, 300 bucks. So $900 a year, roughly. Well, let's say like $1,000 a year, probably. Yeah. Which, I mean, kind of makes sense. Now, that doesn't account for accessories and shit, though. So let's just, you know, let's be fair on that. Nothing to do with accessories. Oh, I just ate some weed. It came out. If you're watching that, that probably looked fucking weird, eh? Ugh. A little nugget. Flip through. I did not do that filter good. I should note this. This is from Carmel, the paper that I rolled this in. And man, these are really good. Tyler gave them to me. They're really, really good. Keeps the weed nice and tasty. Yeah, it's delicious. Anyway, that joint's pretty much out since it's fucking chucking itself back. So yeah, so that's one way to budget, is to figure out what you can spend a month. So even if you only have 150 bucks, right? The best way to go about it is to get different, a variety of different products and go through them that way. Because like if you have a concentrate, a flower, if you have a vape cart you like, and let's say a couple pre-rolls, that could last you a month provided you use it responsibly, you know? But I know there are some people that like to just, pow, I've said it before, and get cocked up. But yeah, you know, that's probably the best way the best advice I could give to that is figure out what your budget is, what you can actually afford, and then in 1 month, buy what you can and make it as big a variety of products and styles of weed, like concentrates, vape carts, flower. You know, milled can sometimes get you a long way because you can get more of it for less. Yeah. And if you do that, then you always have a variety and you can keep your tolerance at a good level. You know what I'm saying? That's how I keep it going. I do certain things at certain times. For example, like you can't do concentrates every fucking day. I mean, you can. But in my experience and in my most recent situation of smoking concentrates over the course of a couple days, I definitely go dumber. So I would be weary of concentrates. I would keep them as like you would keep hash or something and not maybe use it in everything. Like smoke it when you're, save that for last. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's that's the best way to budget. Variety and figure out what it is and how you can start getting like the best product with the most quantity and of good value, right? Yeah. And then that way you keep it going. That's what I think. Dude, I am so high right now. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today, was basically, you know, some of the dumb shit that happens in a pot shop in Canada, because people just don't want to, you know, people say Canadians are like super nice, and we are to a certain extent. But if you start messing with like our freedoms and what we essentially believe to be our right, we're not cool with that. That's what I've learned. Now, you're not losing any rights by just providing ID, so you're getting all huffy for nothing. We really don't like being told what to do. I think that's it. But at the same time, we don't necessarily outwardly show it. We like plot to see what we could do to get you back. You know, I don't know. Feels like the Canadian mindset to me is like, oh, you want to do that? Talk some shit? You go right ahead. See what we do in a few minutes over here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah, that's what I feel like things, that's what I feel like is kind of going on. There's this whole attitude of the middle-aged generation. And don't get me wrong, I'm very close to part of that. You know what I mean? I'm not that close. I'm 42, but still, the middle-aged generation has a real sense of, you know, I don't have to follow this shit. And then the younger generation has this almost like pompous attitude towards everything, where they're going to teach you what the thing is that you know, and you know better than them, but they're going to tell you how it is. Like, one guy walked into the shop once. I didn't even kick him out. He talked himself out of the shop. He comes in and I'm putting up, you know, displays, and the guy, and he goes under the age gate, and then he comes around the corner, and I go, hey, sorry, man, you got to wait behind the age gate so I could see your ID and let you in. And he takes out he's got it in his hand, and he's holding it out front of himself and walking towards me, right? And he's like, I got it right here. And I go, yeah, but like, okay, please don't go under the gate. And he goes, no, before you finish, I just want to tell you, man, you don't need to do that. That's not against the law. And I go, look, I don't know. I didn't even say anything to this dude. You know what I did? I had like a bag of something in my hand, and I put it down, and I'm like, ugh, exhale, drop it. And I'm like, okay, what? And he's like, no, you don't know. I study this stuff. I study the regulations. I study the rules. And like, there is nowhere that it says that you have to look at all IDs, you know, before people come in. If I'm of age, you can ask me at the counter. And I was like, look, I don't know where you think you studied this from, okay? But like, I have dealt directly with people like the AGCO. It was part of my, you know, hiring process to learn some of the steps of the AGCO, because I worked it at the dump previously. I understand how like the MOE works, which is the Ministry of Environment, right? So, like, they have the same kind of investigative powers, but just with companies and industry, right? Whereas the AGCO is booze, liquor, and, you know, liquor, booze, liquor, drugs, and tobacco, right? So, like, I've dealt with that. I know how it works. I know what they've told us what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And the guy is just, I didn't even say any of this. All I said was, because I said it way faster, way better, because it was fucking 9 o'clock in the morning or 9:15. And this kid comes in, no, sir, you don't know. And I'm like, listen, I've dealt with, he's like, okay, so you're telling me I have to do this. I'm like, well, in this shop, yeah, we have two signs that say to do it, you know? he goes, well, you know, like, there's other shops that I could just go to. And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. And I wasn't even kicking him out. I was just like, can we stop this? Can you, like, just tell me what you want me to get you, and I'll get you out of here? And then he's like, you know what? Just because you asked for it, like, yeah, I'm just going to, I guess I can go somewhere else, right? Right? You're telling me I can go somewhere else? I'm like, dude, whatever. Guy walks right out of the store. As he opens the door, he's in the parking lot. Fuck! That's all I heard. Oh, that guy was ridiculous. I mean, some people are just not built for weed, you know? I don't know why he gets so pissed at everything. It's really crazy to me. Especially over an ID. Here's my picture. You have to have one to drive to the store. Like, what are we talking about here? Oh, all right. Well, that's my rant for the week. Those are my thoughts off the stem. Like, Yeah, I just can't believe it, because lately there's been an upsurge in people that have decided that they just think that they're better than the rules. The majority of people and customers are awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like, most of them are like, yeah, man, sure. Here you go. Most people, you know what? Show up with it out. Like, here it is. Don't even have to ask. They're just like, here. They know. It's great. But then you get that, like, every, 170 people you see, you get that one. Fuck you, man. You're like, no. Fuck you, dude. I don't say that to anybody. I've never been like, hey, fuck you, man. But, you know, some people tell you that and you're just like, okay, have a great day. See ya. I don't get it. I don't get the mentality. Why can't we just be like, why are we in such a rush? You know, I get it. Sometimes things are slow, but like, to get to where you want, like, you have to wait in the line a bit. I hate lines too, but I still do it. You know why? Because I'm respectful. And I understand that there's a process. And I understand that other people might be affected by my decision to not follow that rule. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I don't want to affect anyone else's shit. So why do other people do that? That's what I'm talking about. So hopefully, at some point, I'll get to see like a change in the attitude. Because most people do get it. Like, the majority. Hopefully we can weed out all the people that give attitude and get them on our side. Like, okay, cool, man. I understand. Like, if you don't like it, seriously, send a letter to the fucking government. Let them know how you feel. Because that's the only way it's going to work. You know, it's not going to work by telling some, 19-year-old kid trying to sell you some decent weed to go fuck himself. You're just going to make him feel bad for no reason. What are you doing? You know, let's keep our shit together, people. We can all work together to make this work. That's what I'm saying. And I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. Hope you come back next week with me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, at 420 on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Podchaser, Good Pods, YouTube. That's what I'm saying. Wherever you get a podcast, it's out there. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby. Right on. Yeah.